after evening, good morning, guys. Welcome back to the Swanston chat room. Today, this week, we're doing my episode of Orphan 2009 horror film. Well, I'd say it's quite a thriller, but it's classified as a horror.
I think it's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, well, it is a bit scary. So, little synopsis. A husband and wife who recently lost their baby adopt a 9-year-old girl who's not nearly as innocent as she claims to be.
Yeah, that's a film we used to watch all the time.
Yeah, I watched this when I was far too young. But
you would have been 7 when this came out.
Yeah. Christ.
You'd have been younger than Esther. Younger than Esther claims to be.
But before we get into the film, did some polls on Instagram this week again. So first question I asked was, have you watched The Orphan? What do you guys think?
Yes.
Well, I have.
I've seen majority said yes.
Majority said no. Whoa.
Really?
It was a tight one. 55% no, 45% yes.
It's one of the best reviewed films on Netflix when it was,
Really?
Horror films. On the top list of horror films.
It's got a place in my heart.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of nostalgia there as well, though.
Yeah, probably.
We'll go into it.
Second question. Would you be interested in a spooky story a week?
No. I'm saying no.
Okay. Well, the answer was...
I have said yes.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Yes!
And finally, I asked, ever had a supernatural experience? Feel free to share. Wait, what? Yeah. And wow, what a turnout. One person said that they saw a snail that was a ghost snail. I wonder who that was.
They saw a ghost snail.
I wonder.
Someone called
Shane.
Saw a ghost snail.
I thought a snail bet was a ghost snail.
Where? Explain this.
Oh, it was just like, I was just going walking outside and then I stood on the snail and I looked back and the snail just kept going, but it was a ghost.
Oh, yeah. That's really, really, really scary.
That's scary, so like. Scary. You have to get the Ghostbusters to get rid of the snail.
Dun, 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 dun. That's a good film. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun.
Ghostbusters.
Right, guys, is that it for the polls this week?
Yeah.
Cool, but let's just do it.
Dive right in.
Right, as you said, Louise, 2009, a classic year. We all remember 2009. Where were you in 2009? Oh, God, a classic year.
I would have been primary 5.
P7, la. No, you would not have been.
Primary really. 6.
Yeah, you mean 6.
No.
I was primary 3.
Yeah.
4.
So this film is about a family. A family. There's two parents called John and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
They've got kids. They've got a boy, a girl, and a baby. But, oh no.
Yeah, the film starts with, they're going to the hospital, and the mum, Kate, is like, she's in labour, in like a wee wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yeah, so like they sign her in, then she gets like taken to the room, and then like Kate's like in like pain during the labor, obviously.
she's like in an unusual pain.
Yeah.
And blood starts coming out.
And they're just like, we need to take the baby out now.
Yeah. So a lot of blood.
Yeah. She's like, no, but it's still alive, and they're like, no, it's dead. And she's like, I can literally feel it moving. And they just take it out, and it's like, crying and it's all covered in blood and
yeah. And then they're like, sorry ma'am, your baby's dead, but it's like moving around. They're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like crying. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I know it's alive, I can see it's alive. It's like blah, blah.
That's an and then, baby.
It's really weird. It's really weird because at this point John just walks in filming it with a camera.
Yeah, he's like, you're doing
great, honey.
Yeah.
But oh my god, it was just a nightmare.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Classic.
Classic way to do it. Eh? Oh no, I've just had a nightmare.
Oh no.
That's what's going to happen. Like, seeing like episode 55 of this podcast, we'd be like, oh, I just woke up from a nightmare. Sorry, that was just a horrible nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe, guys, this podcast has just been one big nightmare for the listener all along. Oh. Wake up. Wake up.
Oh, no.
Wake up. Wake up. Perfect. Yeah, so she gets up. She goes to the bathroom.
Takes some pills.
Looks in the mirror. Big old scar on her belly.
Yeah. So we know she actually had some infection before.
Yeah. She did actually have a... Looks like she had some kind of operation to get her baby out.
Yeah.
C-section. Caesarean section. Named after Julius Caesar.
Really?
Caesar salad. Also named after Julius Caesar.
Why is it called that? We'll never know.
So if anyone ever asks you, what do salads and operations have in common? Caesar.
My God.
Caesar.
Shocker.
So yeah, she pops a wee pill in her mouth. We're like, what kind of pill is that? And I'm pretty sure it says like, this is an antidepressant on it or something like, or something like that. Classic. And she goes back to bed.
Well, then we see her, she goes to her therapist, lady, and she's like talking about how she managed to go past the alcohol store. And they were like, but did you go in? And she was like, no. And she was like, well done. So you can tell that she's obviously got a past of having drinking problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also said that like she's planning on seeing, going to go and see babies. That's why she's been having these nightmares. We've been recurring because they're going to go and see about adopting a child.
Yeah, adopt someone else.
Mm. She's like, I really wanted to drink, but I didn't. And the doctor says, if you're able to resist that temptation, then she is most certainly able to hold her own as an adoptive mother.
Wow.
That's a quote.
Nice one, Sean.
Wonder where Sean got that quote from.
Yeah, definitely not all reading that one.
That's fine, I'm going to pull up a different one then.
Okay. No, that'll mess it up.
Yeah, don't.
They go to this nunnery. This mad nunnery. This is absolute crazy nunnery. She's got a skateboard. She's like, skirt, skirt! That's what the synopsis says. Sorry.
The orphanage is was nice though.
Yeah, the orphanarium. What is an orphanage? Orphanage.
Yeah.
Orphanarium. Yeah. The orphanage is like, it's nice. All the kids seem like they're having a wee wild time.
Yeah.
And we see like them, like the husband seems nice and supportive to the, so John seems nice to whatever her name is, Kate, and they're all like having a nice time. They're just chilling out, maxing. They're going to go find this girl. Like, oh, we'll find, where we find the one, we'll just know. That'll be the one. They're looking around, they're saying hi to all the kids, and then we go separate ways, and then John goes upstairs. He's like, oh, I can hear some singing. What is that noise? Yeah.
Nice.
He's doing a little creepy song. Very cool, creepy song.
It wasn't that song.
It's like, can't wake up! Let me
What's this, that story of? That's the glory of love.
Yeah, that one. Did we sing that at school?
No.
I
could imagine it being sang in assembly, so.
Yeah.
That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Yeah, so you go then, speaks to this little girl, and she's like drawing this big, cool picture.
So tigers.
Tiger.
Tiger mom, like, and a tiger child.
Here's the tiger cub. Oh, tiger mom is like, oh, but the mom, I had to tell stories of my paintings. So like, here's the mom looking for her baby, but she fell asleep because she's so tired. But then while she was asleep, her little cub found her again and curled up next to her.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what's a great metaphor? You're so intelligent for such a young little girl, he says.
He says, yeah.
So the man says.
So then John introduced Esther to his wife. And then they say they want to adopt her.
Yeah. And she's got this, like, she just, they kind of speak to the nun who runs the orphanage and, like, what's she like? And she's like, oh, she's really cool. She kind of just doesn't like to hang out with other kids. And she always wears these little ribbons around her neck and her wrists. And she always wears, like, an old-fashioned kind of dress and stuff. And
yeah.
We don't know where she's really from.
Yeah, they don't have papers from her past, really.
Yeah. We take her home.
Yeah.
And she's all like, oh, thank you so much. This is amazing.
And she learns sign language on the way home because their daughter called Max is deaf.
Max.
Well, yes. She's deaf, but she wears hearing aids.
Yeah.
Yes.
She can just hear with the hearing aids in.
But when she takes her hearing aids out, it's silence.
Yeah.
Yes. And they have another son who's a bit like a bit of a bloody gamer boy. Have you seen him?
A bit of a Chad.
He's got a total Chad. 12-year-old boy.
Oh, no.
He's got a total Chad. Yeah, so he's like a bit like, who's this? The girl's like, hello, nice to meet you, blah, 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 in sign language. But then the boy's like, who are you?
Yeah.
Why are you here? Why are you wearing all that stupid stuff? And we're going to be like, oh, we feel bad for the little girl. She's just trying to do her thing. She's a bit weird, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And then, they're just going to like show around the house, like, this is your room. She's like, this whole room's for me? Didn't say in that accent, but she's like, this whole room is for me?
Yeah. And they got her a fish tank.
Yeah.
The lights up blue.
Yeah, they do like a tour of the house. And
house isn't huge.
House is massive, yeah. Like, they're rich.
Yeah.
I say every single house and not every single car from the house is always huge.
Yeah. And he's dad's an architect.
She's not like a teacher.
Well, she's
like a. Yeah, she's not anymore. She's not much of anything anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
But, there's a piano
in the house and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then.
She's like, oh, we teach you how to play the piano?
Yeah, because her mum's a really good player.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah.
I would love to teach you, Esther. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Vera Farmiga is the lady in this. She's like quite. She's in like loads of other. She's in The Conjuring.
She's a very horror movie lady.
She's in all the horror films.
Mm-hmm.
Horror films.
I like her.
I like her too. She's in Bates Motel.
I met her.
You met her. What was she like?
Maren Little.
What's her accent like in real life?
A mixture of Irish but also Welsh.
Go on then. Nice one.
Hello, Craig. It's really good to meet you. Do you like that Gareth Bale? Gareth Bale is really good as well. I really like Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale. What do you like, Gareth Bale?
Pastry.
That's what she was like. Yeah, that's so bad.
I feel like her American accent is pretty convincing. That's quite impressive, actually.
Yeah.
So, like, we kind of see that she gets used to living there. At this point, we kind of like her because she's nice. She's, like, trying to learn sign. She's been nice to people.
Yeah, she's trying to get involved in the family.
Yeah, she's trying to be part of the gang.
Just playing away outside.
Yeah.
Having fun.
But then, boom, boom, boom.
They have a little, like, welcome party. And this is where we see that the brother, what is it, Danny?
Yes.
Is it?
Daniel.
Daniel, yeah. He's like trying to get his dad's attention, but his dad's just focusing on Esther. So he's really
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, this is so annoying that she's getting more attention. Like, she's not
such
even
a Chad move.
Sister.
Such a Chad move. He's just shotgun and beers and playing guitar, right? He's But yeah, he's. He's not liking the attention that she's getting.
We see that he's got a treehouse.
It's proper nice treehouse as well.
Proper nice.
Proper nice treehouse, man. Proper nice.
Yeah. So what's it? Esther and Max are out playing on like the lake or something. And the dad's mum's like, oh, so you see that Max has just totally forgot what happened, like she doesn't care. So we're like, oh, something's happened.
Something happened in the past.
Maybe.
What do we be?
And she's
gonna like tours around the house.
Yeah, she's like asking about how, like, what, when Kate's gonna start working and stuff again.
No, because Kate said she might go back, but then Barbara was like, she doesn't know if she should go back yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but Kate says, oh, I'm not going back to teach, like, actually at the place, I just want to teach, it's just teach piano from the house. She's a piano teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's quite a good bit where, like, when Kate puts Max to bed and takes her hearing aid out, it kind of like, you see it from her perspective, and it's like, it's just silent.
It's pretty nice. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
In this little thing. Yeah. and then they sign stuff to her. It's quite, they set it up nicely for later.
So you can get from her point of view, like, what's yeah, like.
She's deaf.
Aye.
Pure deaf.
Yeah.
So, but isn't it like a, when at that point when she's getting put to bed, she like, they have a book about.
Yeah,
there's a book about a baby who goes to heaven or something. She's like, nah, I don't want to read that to you. She's like, please let me read
that. That's before they got the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before they got Esther.
Yeah, we forgot to mention about the flowers too.
Yeah, well, there's like they established that the baby died, like, and obviously they all miss her. They all know she existed, but she's dead, and they planted some like flowers to represent her.
Yeah, and they were like, as long as these flowers are growing, she's alive with us. So yeah.
Yeah. That's the story of.
It's quite sad.
Yeah.
And then, so the next day they're going to.
School.
They're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And Esther comes down wearing these really old fashioned ribbons and that.
You're like, don't you want to just change it into something more comfortable, honey? She's like, no, I like what I'm wearing.
Did you not I say like it's okay to be different?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she has very like mature comebacks. Everything she's like, very interesting.
So that's so Kate's like, right, fine, you can go for it.
Yeah. Do it, kid. She hands her a rifle as well on the door. Obviously, it's American school, so like, you have to be too careful.
Okay,
so that's not today.
And so she goes.
Puts on her boots. Are you sure you want to wear that? You want to wear a bulletproof vest?
Yeah.
Oh. This is a bit later we're recording this one. Normally it's in the afternoon, but now it's getting dark. After the dark.
People are too tired.
After dark, it gets spooky.
When more risky stuff comes.
We're
risky
talking about
stuff.
Some sad subjects.
Like school shit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Right, so she gets to school, she goes in the class, teacher's like, hi everyone, this is Esther. Then a little girl was like, did little Bo Peep give you a dress or something like that?
Yeah. So like, it's just a terrible insult. Yeah.
It's just like the most like typical 2000s like
child bullying. Insult. Yeah. Nerd. You're such a nerd. So yeah, you got me, dude.
The girl like makes fun of Esther for what she's wearing, but Esther like doesn't say anything. She just like walks to her seat. Yeah. She like, looks stares her down.
Yeah.
And then, you better watch her back. She doesn't say that. But subtext
for the fear.
So when they come home eventually, we do hook up. Obviously, twist. The school ends. School day ends. They go home. Whoa, twist. They're having their nighttime routine, and he's like, Esther goes into the bathroom to have a bath and like locks the door. And then the mum chases back up. He's like, no, we don't lock the door in this house.
Mm-hmm. Which I was like, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
What if you want to go number two?
Yeah, I get paranoid if the door's not locked.
Then what do you do? Like, just have the door open? What if you just walk in and someone's on the toilet?
Yeah. Like, hi.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
How y'all doing?
No problem, the door wasn't locked.
And like, you can't be fully relaxed because you just think, what if somebody walks in?
Yeah, exactly. How are you going to be able to relax your sphincter?
Yeah, so Esther's like, I'll sing, if you let me lock the door, I'll sing for you to let you know I'm okay. She's singing there.
That's the story of love.
Yeah. So when
I think it just comes back to that same song.
If I just picked like a different song, hey, like I don't want to rock DJ.
Hey, shut up. But yeah, Kate goes and puts away like all of her washing in her room, and then she sees she finds a book, and it's just a picture.
Like a bibble.
A little guy in it, and she's like, what the frick? What's that?
Yeah, look at her drawer. She's snooping around. Shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, so she like quickly puts that back.
What the freaking frick? And then the video is like, when will you learn that your actions have consequences? You freaking fricks!
I've never seen that before.
You definitely have seen it. That's a good video. You freaking fricks!
Have you seen the one? This is off topic completely. Have you seen the little boy, the little American boy, and he's like, you've just disrespected our future American army soldier.
Have you seen the video? It's in Pakistan. It's like a video of like people like recruit the kids.
I will give my life for Pakistan.
Give my life for Pakistan.
Yeah. Some of it though, it's like one of them's like, I'll become a scientist and build a nuke and then blow up India. The woman's like, yeah.
Yeah, she just isn't listening to them at all.
Yeah. Just encourage whatever they say.
She's probably doing like 1,000 kids that day. She does.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So yeah, Ash was sitting in the room saying, I want fiber Pakistan. So she knows that she's in there. That's not really what happens.
She's just screaming in the bathroom. when she goes into the school and that girl makes fun of her outfit, she just goes, you just written a future record, Harvey Soldier.
When will you learn? Your actions have consequences, you freaking fricks.
I know that freaking bit. Is that the kid, the Sonic kid? The little guy with glasses?
Yeah. I can watch that.
When will you learn?
Right. So, yeah, they go through. She's snooping through her drawers and kind of finds this little... The diary, it's a Bible with a little man, picture of a man tucked in it. We're like, why?
Yeah.
And then the singing stops. We're like, oh crap, she's coming. So we turn up and she like puts it all back and then.
But the drawer is like, she's trying to close it, but she gets it closed just in time.
Yeah.
And then Esther's like, and then we think Esther's right there, but she's not. She just like, she leaves the bathroom at that point. We're like, oh cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, she just, she knows.
Yeah, she knows that something's going on.
Yeah, because like she like opens the door and like looks out of it like a cold blank stare again.
And the later on, or the next day or something, Danny, who's the wee boy, has this gun. It's like a BB gun or a paintball gun or something.
It's paintball, yeah.
He's like blah 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 blah, having a wild time. But then a wee bird comes and he's like, we can see him thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, will I shoot it? He's shooting like a cans or whatever, and he shoots it. Like he just pulls the trigger and he goes over to it and he's like, oh my god, what have I done?
Yeah.
This little, bird, it's like, absolute dido.
It's like crippled on the ground.
Well, it's not dead.
It's not dido, eh? It's just about to die.
But Esther and Max, they're out playing and they see it and like, Esther walks up to it and she's like, you have to put it out, it's misery. But Danny's like crying, obviously. And it's like, no.
But she just picks up this big rock and she's like, crunch!
Yeah.
See,
you didn't need to do that. You could have like nursed it.
And she's like,
what will you learn?
You know where that video is from? That little kid's having a rant about one of the new Sonic games.
Yeah.
Really?
Why would you learn?
Oh my god.
Yeah, right. So then Esther like takes his big brick and like kills the bird. Like, it was pretty horrible. And Danny runs away, obviously, in like hysterics.
Yeah.
And Esther like goes to Max, and they just walk away together.
Mm. She's probably like, "Don't tell on me." And she's manipulating Max.
Yeah.
So then the next day they go to school, and when they're in the corridor,
Danny walks past Esther.
Yeah, and like, does he knock her?
Danny like, and like his friend, and his friend says that his sister looks, he insults her, I can't remember what he says.
Because your freaking sister. Yeah. Such a freaking nerd!
And her book is knocked out of her hand and all the pages go everywhere.
He's like, yeah. Well, the other girl knocks her out, is it not?
Yeah.
Brenda. That's her name, Brenda. He's like, and she's like, you Jesus freak.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good comeback, man.
And then Esther just stands up and goes, ah! And screams.
Yeah, like, and the whole screen, like, kind of locks in her face, and it's like,
no, but that's because Brenda goes to like pull the ribbon or one of the ribbons off of Esther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and she freaks like, and just screams.
She goes off like a car alarm.
Freaky.
Yeah, so then they leave. She's like, okay, sorry.
Imagine the end of that. Just stand in silence, like, okay, that's me. That's me, Tom.
Cool, catch you later. Bye bye. That's me. Ah, it's the last period. Catch you later. See you later. Bye. So, later on, we see Esther playing the piano. Like, she's learning.
She's getting lessons.
Yeah.
She's not that great. She's kind of just hitting all the wrong keys.
Well, so for like our second time, pretty dang good.
Well.
Or whatever it is, first time maybe.
Yeah.
So he said, Kate's like, what happened at school? She's like, nothing happened at school. Back off, mom. Yeah. He didn't say mom though, because they don't have that kind of relationship yet. They actually have quite a bad relationship.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yes, they do.
The next day, John is with both his daughters, Esther and Max, little Max, Death Max, mm-hmm. who, and they're all hanging out, chilling, having this absolute mad time. This other person's mum comes and starts flirting with him. Mm-hmm. He's like, come and help me take home my, come and help me move some furniture around.
Esther's just staring at them.
She's like, listen, yeah. But then she catches Brenda, the girl that tried to pull a ribbon earlier and laughed at her for having a Bible. Yeah. It's like she's on like the playing frame. Mm-hmm.
Clipping frame. The playing frame. And she goes behind her and says, when will you learn?
Sure.
The video was like, when your fantasies can never be quenched.
I need to watch this. So the dad, John, goes to smoke, and Esther disappears from the swing. You're like, what the heck? Where's she gone? So then it just follows Brenda.
And she's kind of like freaking out at this point. She's like,
yes, but like, but it's tense.
We don't
like
this girl, but yeah.
Yeah. And she's just like creeping about the climbing frame, like, nope, anyone around that corner? Nope, no. And then she's like, okay, let's go down the slide. Who?
And then push!
Charging. Esther
comes and pushes her, crunch, her leg goes crunch, and then she falls on the floor and she's like, you pushed me! And she's like, yeah. I didn't push her.
You disrespect, she lied about, you disrespected a future American army soldier.
Oh my God.
Oh, classic.
But yeah, at the dinner table, they're like, right, what happened? I heard that you've hurt Brenda, and she's like, no, she fell. And then Max
saw it, though. Yeah.
No, Max, what did she do? And she's like, she fell. Well, she's like,
Max backs her, and everyone she says.
Backs her. Her sister. Yeah. Sister love, sisterly love. So Max is on her side, or maybe Max is under her spell, you could say.
And then it cuts them at the dinner table after, all the family. And they're talking about just what happened.
You said this.
Deja vu.
Danny starts talking about how is it weirded out by her.
Yeah, because she's being normal, but
she's like, but he's like weirded out by her because how
she's eating like an adult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating like a mature person. We're like, what a freak! What a freaking freak!
He calls her something.
Why is she not like normal?
Is he? Oh, is that the way you eat in Transylvania?
Yeah.
And she says, I am from Russia, but Transylvania is in Romania.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then the dad tells her to apologize to his sister. But then he says,
she's not my freaking sister.
Yeah. And he runs away.
Yeah.
And we're like, see you later, dude. And then, as punishment for being a rude dude, he doesn't say freaking, he says the bloody big one.
Whoa.
Breaks it, the big one. So then John's like, that's it, no more treehouse ever. So then he burns it down. Yeah.
Gets a bulldozer and gets him to smash up his own
treehouse. So that's it, no more treehouse. So he breaks his legs.
God's sake. That's it, no more house. He just destroys his room. It rips out the house.
No, what actually happens is he just locks the treehouse so Danny can't
locks the treehouse.
Get there.
Yeah.
Obviously, Danny's a bit bummed about this, but he blames Esther, even though he does apologize to her, but he blames her.
Yeah, because Dad's like, apologize to Esther, and you're all back in it.
Yeah.
Like they phone the nun from before to kind of like, there's some weird stuff happening with this lady because this little girl because she's been a bit weird. So, because the mum's a bit like sus at this point, like, why is this all this stuff happening? So they go, like, she's like, oh, I'll come down and have a word with you or whatever. And then Esther's like, she's like, there's a person going to come and take me away, so you have to help me. He's she like, okay, I'll help you. Yeah.
And then, I can't remember what happens, not going to lie.
They go into the office and find the keys to open this, like, safe up, and they open the safe up and there's a gun in it. We're like,
yeah,
oh, damn.
Yeah. And she takes out and she's like, do you want to play Russian roulette?
Do you want to play Russian roulette?
But she like, is that when she holds it to Max's head?
Yeah, that's Russian roulette. Which is like, not now.
Yeah.
Freaky.
It's like, you're chronically insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they kind of go outside, and then as they go outside and they wait in the snow. It's cold, obviously. And then the nun comes out. The snow's cold. Slow down, Einstein. And then the nun comes past, and then she pushes the little girl into the road.
Yeah.
And the nun, like,
spins out the way.
Yeah. Max is, like, crying so much, and you're like, oh.
Because Esther just threw her in traffic.
Mm-hmm. And then as the nun, like, crawls out the car, and as she's, like, crawling away, Esther
clumps her, like, bonks her
head. Hammer.
Yeah.
Kills her.
I did
killed
not
her.
Want to see that.
No.
Kills her dead.
Tells Max that she needs to help her stop crying because she's not an accomplice.
Yeah. She's like, we have to hide the. We have to help me hide the body. You have to help me hide the body.
You are just as much as a part of this as I am.
Yeah,
but don't tell anybody.
I was like, you got a better accent than I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, so they're like, Max is crying. She's like, no, you stop crying right now. Yeah. Pull yourself together.
You're an accomplice. If I get caught, you go down too.
Yeah, they go back up to the treehouse, and like she gets rid of all the buddy clothes, and then
changing it.
So Max knows where they are.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I won't say anything. And then
Danny,
as they're coming out from the treehouse, Danny's there.
Yeah, he's like watching them. He's like, why the heck are they in the treehouse?
And then he's watching them, and then as they're climbing out, but then Esther looks over and looks him dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then walks away.
Mm. And then we cut to him waking up at night, and he's she's got her hand over his mouth and like a box cutter.
Yeah.
He's if you do anything, I will cut off your little just like little prick or something. She says.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he pees himself.
She says, "I will cut off your little prick before you know what to do with it."
Oh,
we're like, oh,
quite
a feisty 9-year-old, eh?
Yeah. He's like, I
so he's like,
anything.
Yeah, fine, I won't do anything. Yeah. And he pees himself.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, cool. Sound, everyone's resolved. Issue sorted.
Wow.
we've resolved the issue.
Then in the car the next day, it's just Danny and Max, and the mum's like, right. Has anything been weird? Like, have she ever threatened you? And they're both like, no. And Max is like, no. And then she's like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. Never. You're like, Max, isn't he sure there? She's lying.
Aye. So,
yeah.
Is the point where, like, they go to, they're at a school.
Oh, wait, because Esther is there. But she's not in the car.
Yeah. Jasper goes quickly. So then Danny gets out and goes into the car. Goes into the school, sorry. And then
he drops his book.
So then the mum goes out and helps him pick it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And then while she's away, we see Esther come in the other door, take off the handbrake, and then run away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the car starts rolling down the hill.
Rolling.
Rolling, 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 rolling. What? Okay, so then Max in the car, obviously. Max in the back seat, like, ah! But she can't scream because she doesn't know how.
Yeah.
She shouts just a bit, different.
Yeah. So it's a bit scary.
Everyone's chasing after the car, like, dun, 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 dun. And then it just hits the snow.
Yeah, little snowbank.
Big pile of snow.
Yeah.
So she does not hurt, but it's like, whoa. And there's almost several car crashes happen at this point. And then later on, John's like, what the hell, why'd you do that? She's like, I promise, I turned on the parking brake, I always do.
Yeah.
And John's like, no, you didn't, you're drunk. It implies that she's not all together.
Yeah.
They say they're going to take, they say, please just let me take Esther to the psychologist, psychiatrist. So then they end up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring her in and we see them waiting. And then the doctor comes out and says, actually, Esther's a very bright young girl, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And she, if anything, you're the one who's an idiot. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, like, well, it's she's
your fault.
She seems like she has a bit of like, she seems like she thinks that you hate her, Kate, or something.
Yeah.
And then, so John's already, it backs up John's claims that maybe Kate's not
all there, like she's gonna. Well. Yeah.
So the next
next morning, John goes in to wake up, but Esther, like, okay, we're going to the dentist. And she's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm well.
Yeah. I don't know. She's like, fine. Yeah, he literally was like, okay, we'll reschedule it. I was like, wow, the dentist here is really tricky to reschedule.
And later on, they sort of spend the day together, and Esther's like, I've waited a long time for a father like you, John. You're a good man, John.
Yeah. John. And John says, you know, you should do something nice for Kate. Yeah. She's had a bit of a rough time.
Yeah.
So then Esther goes and picks some flowers for her, but they're the flowers that were planted for the child that died.
Yeah, she cuts them
all. What the hell?
She's freaking out, and then she like lashes out and like pushes Esther away.
Mm-hmm.
She grabs her arm and says, "What are you doing? What did you do?" And yeah. She's like, "You're hurting me. You're hurting me." And then she's like, "You hurt me." And then she's like, "Esther hurt me. So I barely touched her arm." Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Esther at this point runs away, finds a vice, and then breaks her arm in the vice.
Yeah,
where she grabbed her.
It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore. Yeah.
So then she's in her bedroom, and then you just hear her crying, and then John goes through, and he's like, "What is it?" And she's like, "My arm's really, really sore."
Your arm's like falling apart.
Yeah, she's like in half.
And then, like, how could he believe that? How strong Jinky's wife is, man.
Yeah, I know.
And
surely he would know, like, his wife would just have like normal human hands. Yeah. So yeah, my wife. Which hand was it? Was it her normal hand or her Hulk hand?
I mean, like, the strongest person in the world probably couldn't do that.
Yeah, so Danny, obviously, now the dad hates him. Yeah. Hates her, sorry.
Kate.
So Kate is now enemy number one. Yeah. And she kind of believes what she's done is real as well, kind of to an extent, but also is like, nah. And she kind of makes an inquiry with try to find out where she came from.
Yeah. Because she found a card in her Bible
from a place. Gospel. Yeah.
Yeah. A name of this place. So she phoned up about the place. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we'll phone you back later when she finds someone that speaks English. So later on, and at the same time, like, we see like Danny's like trying to get into the treehouse and get like, this, find other stuff, evidence that she's actually bad. Because obviously, like, everyone apart from John now knows that she's bad, pretty much. But then Esther comes in and like kills him, tries to kill him pretty much. She's like, no.
She burns down the. Danny goes in to try and find the stuff that used to kill the nun. But then Esther's like, nope, and tries to burn down the treehouse. Danny gets out.
Danny escapes. Luckily, but he falls and breaks his arm, does he not?
Yeah, he breaks something.
He gets put in a coma. He goes into the hospital. And then while they're in the hospital, the Gran's there as well.
Yeah. Esther's like, ask the Gran for some money to go to the vending machine.
Yeah. This whole time as well, the mum's like, I hate her. Pretty much, like, I stay away from my children.
Well, just before this, Max shows Danny the pictures that that Esther wrote and told her that it was her that hurt Brenda and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, now they are both on the same page and, like, they know that each other know.
Exactly, yeah. So they're not alone.
And Esther at this point is like, she acts like a child when the whole family's there, but when it's just one of mum with the mum, she acts differently.
Yeah.
She acts like a vicious person.
He's very cheeky.
So we're in the hospital. Danny's like asleep. The rest of the family's in the waiting room. So then the little girl, Esther's like, I'm going to go and get a soda from the machine. So they give her a dollar. So they go to the, but then the mum's trying to chase her down, like, where is she, where is she, where is she? And they go into the... So we can kind of guess that she's going to try and go and try and get Danny, because she knows, Danny knows something.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to, at the same time, she's trying to find... So Esther's trying to find Danny's room while Kate's trying to find Esther. Yeah. Like, what's going on? So
she eventually finds it. Esther gets into Danny's room and, like, puts the pillow over his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does Max not stop her?
Well, no. There's all the alarms start going off because he starts to die.
Yeah.
And his little beeper goes, which means he's dead.
Yeah, which so he dies. And then, obviously, everyone's freaking out. They try to bring him back with a defibrillator. But they do manage to bring him back. But, like, she killed him, but then he was brought back.
Yeah.
And then at this point, when they say, like, he comes back, he is alive. And then Esther comes around the corner and Kate just slaps her.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from my family.
Well,
obviously, at this point, she's committed a crime.
That's social services.
But at the same time, like, she did try to kill someone. We see this. There's no mystery at this point that we know she is, like, evil.
Yeah. It's funny.
Whereas, like,
I watched this with like two flatmates, and both of them were like, like that. Finding out where she's nasty.
Yeah. So at this point, the mum is like, the dad hates the mum.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
He's just taking Esther, like, he just wants Esther to be safe.
Yeah. So John takes them all home. Danny stays in the hospital because he's like, he was just dead, brought back to life, and the mum stays as well.
Yeah.
The dad takes both the kids home, other kids, Esther and Max, get taken home because they haven't slept all day or whatever. So John tucks Max in, and Esther comes in as well, says, like, good night to my sister, and steals her hearing aid at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, crap. So Max then falls asleep, and then John just sits downstairs and cries.
Yeah,
drinking
a bottle of wine.
Yeah, drink some wine.
And then during this, Esther starts putting, like, makeup on.
It was a montage of Esther putting on makeup, and we're like, what's going on? And she puts on, like, lingerie, and we're like, what's going on?
This is also cut with Kate getting a phone call back from that place she called with somebody who speaks English. And she's like, yeah.
The Sarn Institute, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so when was she at your orphanage? She's like, this isn't an orphanage, this is our mental
institution. You're like, what?
And he's like, where is she right now? And then she's like, she's at the house with my husband and my daughter. And he's like, phone your husband right now and tell her.
And it cuts to them, and, like, she, like, is like, ah, oh, John, you're such a good man, I love you so much, John. And she's trying to come on to him, and we're like, oh my god.
He
loves him. We're like, what? I'm in love with you, John. Like, no, you're not. And he's like, ugh! And he thinks of it for half a second. And we're like, no.
Because he's like, I love you. And then he's like, wait, no, not like that.
Not like that, yeah.
He pushes her away. And he's like, what are you doing? You're just a child. And she goes absolutely mental and, like, runs, screams.
I'm not a child!
No, her makeup's all over her face because she's crying and everything.
Yeah. So on the phone, cuts back to her. And she's like, this person that you call Esther, her real name is Lena Clammer.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a rare disorder called hypopituitarism.
Which makes her be shorter, or have the body of a child, but she's
developed.
Never grew puberty. It's like typhoid dwarfism, and she was born in 1976, so at this point she's 33. And we're like, oh my god! And she's like, why was she in a mental institution? Because she, like, she's insane. And she killed,
She burned down her own orphanage.
Yeah.
Burned down her previous house or whatever. And then she was so violent, they had to strap her in a straitjacket and, like, strap her down. So that's why she has, like, she used to try and get out all the time. So she has big scars on her wrists and her neck.
Yeah.
And it cuts to her taking off the ribbons, and we see the scars on her wrists and her neck.
Yeah, and you're like, nicely done. and she takes off her dress and she's like got all the bandages on to obviously cover up that she's 33 years old.
Yeah, cover up her chest and stuff, make it look flat.
Yeah, and
she starts taking out. She takes her teeth out. Like she has like fake teeth on,
yeah.
And her teeth are like black underneath them. And she takes off her makeup and she looks so old.
Yeah, her whole face just looks so old. Like we were saying that when we were watching it, we were like she looks so old. Like they've done a really good job of really changing her appearance.
Like aging up the little girl to make her look like a woman. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And then someone turns off. Yeah, John goes into her room looking for her to like find out what's going on. Turns off the light. But the fish tank, the black light of the fish tank lights up the whole room and like there's like ultraviolet drawings. Yeah.
Of like
murders and
her and John like in love.
Like the full on wall is full is just her and like John.
And he's like, oh my god.
Yeah. So weird.
And there's like houses on fire and people dying and that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the power goes off.
So he goes try and fix it, and on his way downstairs he gets like jumped by Esther.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my god. Stab.
Says him to death, and then Max goes into hiding. She runs hiding in the cupboard.
Yeah, just hides away somewhere away. And then, Esther obviously has a gun at this point because you saw her get her earlier. And now, you know, Max can't hear anything because Esther has her hearing aid.
Aww.
Yeah.
So, Kate manages to leave the hospital because she was getting detained because of the police were people there. And she manages to get to the house because now she needs, like, I need to save my family.
Yeah.
Because John did pick up the phone because he was a bit stabbed.
A bit dead.
A bit dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kate gets there and she's like, what the hell's happening? And then she goes and finds her dead husband, and Esther at this point hears her downstairs like, oh crap.
Mm-hmm.
Max is still hiding at this point as well. So obviously now she's just trying to find Max. Everyone's just trying to find Max. That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
So, I think she does eventually find Max in like the conservatory or something like that.
Yeah, because then the mum and Max like runs. She has a moment to run, and she runs into like this the greenhouse.
Yeah, and Kate goes onto the roof of
on
the
top
house.
Of it, and Esther's like chasing her with the gun, and then Esther like notices that Kate's above just before she finds Max, and, like shoots the glass. And Kate like falls on top of her, does she? No.
Yeah.
Knocks her out, and then they make it out of the house. They try to run away.
Yeah, and they get to like just by the frozen lake.
The pond, yeah. That's where we found out earlier. That's where Max went deaf. She fell into this pond and like lost.
Almost died.
And
Kate was too drunk to
help her.
That's why they have the complex about drinking and stuff like all these various things. So. They're kind of walking past, and at this point, bang! Esther's there as well. They fight each other down the hill. Bang, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, 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 boom, bang.
Onto the river.
Yeah.
And they're brawling on the river, but obviously like the ice is breaking, so they fall underneath.
And they're kind of like grappling each other down below, and it's like, pew, pew, bah, 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 oh no, oh no. And then...
Max, you get up in the water, and Max has picked up the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she goes to shoot
Esther, but she's like scared. But then like she shoots it and like falls over because it's so powerful.
Misses what she's trying to aim at, and then so then I think Kate makes it up.
Yeah, and then and Esther's like holding on to her.
Yeah,
and she's like.
Please help me, mommy. Don't let me die.
Yeah.
There's a knife hidden behind her back, and Kate is like, I'm not your freaking mommy.
Yeah.
Breaks her neck, and she falls into the water. Yeah,
snaps her neck.
They
escape.
There's so many, like, gory parts in this film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she falls into the water, and we see her, like, be in the water, and that's it over. She did it. And then the cops come, and that's it. It's over.
Amen.
It's over, baby. So that was Orphan 2009.
Hang on.
The moral of the story is, when will you learn that your actions have consequences?
Oh, shit.
You freaking pricks! So this movie is I've probably seen it like 25 times.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times.
So
you should watch it though if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, we just spoiled the whole thing of it, but
yeah.
Maybe don't listen to this. Yeah. Take that just now. Just listen
to this part.
Yeah, just skip to this part.
So I would recommend watching it. There is a prequel in development.
Really?
As of this year.
Really?
Yes.
It's the same girl playing The Orphan.
Well, she must be like
old. Yeah, about to say, she must look so old.
Also, she's dead.
Obviously, she's dead. She died. That's why it's a prequel, Louise.
Oh, right. Sorry. A prequel. Does that mean before?
Yeah, she's 23 now.
Ooh.
I mean, she probably could if she could look young enough.
Probably not, though.
Maybe not, yeah.
Probably just make her a actual child, probably. Yeah. I think it's quite a nice, like, I like the idea. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
It's quite a unique premise, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Very unique, yeah.
Like, I never heard of anything like this.
You're right, huh?
We can quickly, after the break, we can quickly go. Craig's got a little horror story he wants to tell. It's to do with this. But first, of course, we need to do...
Review.
Our final rating.
Bada bing, bada boom. Sean, go!
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I'm going to give this one a 7.3.
Mm.
What you got for me, guys?
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
7.5, amazing.
I think I'll give it a 7.5 as well.
Fantastic, fantastic news, fantastic news.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, it is a good horror film. It's scary the first time you watch it.
Yeah.
It's quite a good little like, ooh, that's a good little tweet.
The guy who plays the actual offering is really good, is it?
Yeah,
definitely. Olivia Fullman, I think her name is.
Yeah, Isabel
Fullman.
But it is Herman. One of those films that like it's really good when you watch it the first time, but even when you're watching it after you've seen it, it's still like you see little other bits and you're like, whoa.
Pick those up. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of I'm excited to watch the sequel.
Yeah,
that's a keen bean, to be honest. At this stage, at this late stage in the game, I am a keen bean.
Nice, yeah.
Yes, aye. Go on then. So, would you reckon you guys would see the film? The film?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Right, that's going to do it for this segment, guys. Unless you have anything else to say?
No.
Narp.
Narp, right.
What's up?
So I got this something slipped to me today. Mm-hmm. This is a list of questions to ask your siblings. So number one, who is older?
Whoa, don't know for that one, Sean. That's a bit off the rails.
All right, this next one, who's got the best hair?
Ooh.
I think Louise has the best hair.
We all got very different hair, don't we?
We do. I got a haircut today, and absolutely, the person just put a bowl on my head and just shaved right along my fringe.
Oh, you're bald.
No, I'm not bald, but I've got like an absolute straight line. I don't put wax in it; it just looks like a straight line on my forehead.
Look
at it right now, laughing at it. Right, next one. Who's got the best sense of style?
Sean.
Yeah, Sean, you do.
Thanks, dudes. Appreciate it. I'm gonna say me. Number four. Who's got the biggest appetite?
Craig.
I wouldn't say it's me anymore.
No, I don't know, Sean. Probably you.
I'd say it's you, Sean.
Why would you say?
Because you go for like two. I can't eat that lot much anymore. I used to when I was younger, maybe.
You snack a lot.
I do snack quite a bit.
So that
America! Right.
Okay.
If you were born first, what was the reaction to your new siblings? Positive.
Do you remember like Louise being born?
I wasn't there. So.
No, obviously. Do you remember like her like coming home at that?
Yeah, I think so. I remember we were thinking to you now, I think, and then they phoned to be like, "You, by the way, you got a wee sister." And we were
that's
like,
"That's so funny." Imagine like
I was too young.
Imagine actually remembering like being told you're gonna have a sister.
Right, so I was like, "Yeah, boy." This is the longest year, boy.
No, but Sean, you actually did win a sister, so.
Robert, did you get along as children?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. We actually did.
Phases.
We had like weird. The politics of our siblings was weird.
We all had a two, but the two
would. Yeah. Guy up, the two would guy up on the one.
Yeah.
And would win.
Yeah.
But then we kind of got to like, I'd say like 5-6 years ago, 7-8 years ago maybe, that just kind of stopped.
We're all just, yeah, there's no point in that. What's the point in?
It's kind of like, it's so weird, like siblings are still like fighting now. And it's like, it's just so weird.
I couldn't imagine it.
What did you most fight about as children? Me and Craig, video games. Craig and Louise, being in Louise's room.
Yeah, I come in Louise all the time. You used to just come in and just scream.
What did we fight about, Louise?
Nothing.
No, you only fought when like we were young.
I literally don't even know what I would argue with
you. No, neither do I. I think about it now. Like, in my head, the argument has always been between you and Craig.
Yeah.
Like you two.
Yeah.
What is the last text that you sent to your sibling? Let's have a look.
We'll have a look.
I mean, it was those video links. Oh, wait, text. No,
text, yeah.
Okay.
The last one I sent to you is done. It'll arrive in a week, by the way.
Mine's won't. I had to reset my phone.
Last thing
I
said to you was sure thing. The last thing you said to me, Craig, was noise.
There you go.
The last thing you said to me, Craig.
Noise. That's the money through.
Yeah.
Woo!
Craig, the last thing you said to me was, what? Oh. Yeah, I thought that too, but something to do with your living.
What is something we're all good at?
Nice. We're all good at being nice.
Yeah. What's something we're all bad at?
We're all good at giving hugs. Yeah, we're all bad at...
Big huggers.
We're bad.
Karate.
Yeah. No. Of course not.
You think you're good at karate?
Yeah, we're all really good. I'd say we're bad at... I don't know.
Do you have nicknames for each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's my nickname?
Shane the Pain.
Shane the Pain.
Craig, you're like Krog.
Krog. I'm Krog.
Krog. Louise, you're like Wheezy Squeeze.
Louise Squeeze.
Or Craig called me Wee.
Yeah.
You know
where that started? It's because, just to annoy you, you used to hate being called small. So I just called you Wee Wee. You used to hate it.
You used to have such a high voice, remember, Louise?
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, all the videos on the computer.
Which one of you got in trouble the most as kids?
Craig.
Nah.
Me?
No, definitely me.
Sean. Oh, Sean.
It was definitely Sean, yeah.
I'm thinking of in the house, but yeah, Sean, you were bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but which sibling reads the most?
Well, I read quite a lot right now.
No, but like before education.
Yeah.
I used to read a lot. I've always had a book beside my bed.
I never touched the book.
No. But which one of you is the closest to your parents?
Louise.
Before we all moved out, though.
I would still see you, Louise.
Well, yeah.
Nah, it's weird, though. It's like we're close to different things, but yeah. I would still see you, Louise.
What about this one? Most mature sibling?
You, Sean.
Sean.
But apart, ignoring my actual chronological age.
Definitely
for you, though.
Cheers. What about the most immature sibling?
Craig.
Me. You can actually look around my room and you can just tell.
Oh my god.
Most likely to snitch?
Me.
I'm
just going to admit it.
I tell you things and then mum and dad know it like a few days later.
No, I wouldn't tell them if it was something that you were like.
Yeah. If I said.
Tell mum and dad.
Yeah. But sometimes I don't see either way, but they just know straight away.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I don't mind.
No, if you just say to me, don't say it, then I will only see.
Fair.
I'll do it for this week's questions, guys.
Enjoyed
nice
them.
Nice one, Sean.
There's actually millions of them as well, so we could pull them up at any time. Yeah. That was good. What did you guys get up to this week?
Not much. I was called in sick at work.
Oh, you're okay.
On Thursday, I was throwing up water in the morning, but as the day went on, I kind of got a bit better. Couldn't eat for a while, but then I managed to eat dinner.
That's not great.
Played basketball on Sunday.
Nice.
Did all right, getting a wee bit better last time. I've been playing some Warzone, some FIFA. I played what's it called? Among Us.
Played that
at the weekend with my friends. I think we should play it. I say to my mum, we should play it as a family.
Yeah, I want to.
It'd be hard to get them playing it, but like, we could get like Poppy and Isha playing it. That'd be 7. That's a good number.
Yeah.
What about we also played Warzone together, Craig? We
got me and John got a dub on Warzone.
Well with Matthew, done.
Wee Matt.
With Wee Matt.
Oh, well done.
Wee Matt Hugh. Hell yeah, dude. And you also saw Mother and Father.
Saw Mother and Father today. We went for a nice lunch. Just this place, I can't remember what. Nichols. It's kind of like a big pub. It's nice, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the curry of the day.
Beautiful.
Isha got lasagna. Mum got macaroni and cheese. Dad got steak pie. It's a good steak pie, Sean. It was like losing out. And then for dessert, we got, two of us got stick toffee pudding, and two of us got this special cheesecake, which was strawberry cheesecake, special of the day.
Mm.
Very good, that cheesecake. Stick toffee was good, it's always solid, but that cheesecake was top tier.
That's pretty good.
And then we went on a wee gander, and then that's it.
I like it. Lovely. What have you been up to, Louise?
Well, I went into university for the first time on Friday to an actual lecture hall.
I had to go.
It was good. It was actually really interesting.
Meet some more of your classmates.
Yeah, it was nice to like actually be able to talk, because like we did a lot of discussion and stuff, but obviously at distance, and it was cool to be able to do that in real life. Working on the weekend, you know, usual.
Just doing your thing.
This week I've had a lot of work to do, so I've just been doing uni, and I've cancelled my membership for the gym I'm at and rejoined my old one.
Why?
Just prefer the other one more. It's just way bigger, and like you don't need to book and stuff when you go, so. Yeah.
Fair enough.
What about you, Shane?
Oh, man. Probably not that much. I've been doing the Gusto boxes throughout the week. That's been quite fun. Still been doing them. Still doing Sober October as well. If you want to donate, go and head over to Poppy's Facebook. Donate over there. I'm claiming it as my own as well.
Nice.
I'm just too shy to make my own one, so just didn't bother. Yesterday I had a Five Guys. That was pretty nice. Mm.
Did you get a milkshake?
Also, no. I was trying to be good.
Yeah.
Be a good boy. And of course, today I saw my mother and father. They've been on the podcast before. Not in a while, obviously, because Louise doesn't live at home anymore. But used to be frequent guests of the podcast, just for 5 minutes at a time.
Hopefully we can get them on at Christmas.
Aye. We had breakfast this morning. I had a cowboy's breakfast, which I've never heard of before, but instead of eggs, it's beans.
I would like
that. That's it. Cowboy breakfast.
Which is a fry up, but with beans instead of egg.
Yeah.
That's ideal.
Ideal?
Me and mum and dad had an Indian the other day, actually.
Lovely.
It has.
Yeah.
Mum told me a funny story from that.
I walked around for a bit with Betsy, of course. Betsy was there. Mm. She's just doing her thing. We Betsy did her thing, eh? Bought to Dunelm, bought one of those pillows, the one I gave you, Louise, like one of those pillows.
They got them?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Real nice, real soft. And then me and Poppy also bought, it's like a sheet that goes on your duvet, and on your pillows, but it's like a blanket, like a furry blanket.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. Absolutely cooking at night, though.
Yeah, it would be too hot, I couldn't sleep with that.
I can't.
But Poppy's quite a cold person, is she not?
Aye.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all been up to this week. Yeah. I'm curious, what are we going to be doing next week as part of our Halloween special for the Halloween season?
Well, guys, I hope you've been keeping up to date with what's trending right now, because boom, 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 we're doing a review on The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Very exciting. New on Netflix. Well, new like a week ago, 2 weeks ago on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Just head over and watch it. You've got a week, all right?
We're going to like like it won't be the same as a
format.
Like, normally do it, yeah. We're just gonna like just talk about it in general. It would take far too long to
maybe a bit of fun. Yeah, we're not gonna go through it chronologically. We're just gonna talk about the characters and all this kind of stuff and all the bit, fun bits. Yeah,
all the spoilers.
So that's very exciting next week.
Craig, do you want to speak about your little story?
Oh yeah.
Right. All right. So apparently, this film was. I had to Google it. This film was based off of something, but this isn't the story I knew.
Mm-hmm.
This is Orphan, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, Orphan. It was based the case of Barbora Sklova, a 13-year-old called Adam. An adopted boy from Norway went missing. It was discovered that he was actually a 33-year-old Czech woman.
What the hell?
Sklova committed her first crimes in the Czech Republic, where she came to live with two sisters and Clara's two children. Clara had significant mental illness, so much that it was the cause of her separation from her children's father. Because of this, Sklova was able to more easily manipulate her. So I don't think she actually had the same thing like the Orphan Girl had, but the news story was
the family adopted a child.
Yeah.
And it was like a 10-year-old girl or something. No, she was six. She was really young.
An Indiana couple, Christine and Michael Barnett. They were well experienced in raising children with special needs, and they adopted 6-year-old Natalia Grace from the Ukraine, who had a form of dwarfism that made it difficult for her to walk. She'd been in the US for about 2 years, and she came to live with them. It was all normal at the start, but apparently the parents reported that she started acting strangely and started to threaten the family, stand over them in their sleep at night.
Poisoned the mum.
She was once seen pouring bleach in the mum's coffee.
Oh my god.
And then it was found out that she was older than what she was because of her teeth, weirdly enough, which is an orphan. You know, she doesn't want to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Because she had the teeth of a young adult or a teenager.
Mm.
And the weird thing was, so then they got rid of the girl.
Well, they moved and left her at the house.
Yeah, they left her at the house. And then the girl made friends with the neighbour and persuaded the neighbour to try and adopt her again. And she went to the court, but the court denied it because she said she was too old.
Really?
But she, I remember, she persuaded the neighbour that she was actually like 6 years old again. What, so the neighbour tried to adopt her again, thinking like, how could a 6-year-old live by themselves?
Oh my gosh.
And the court denied it.
But the difference in this one was the girl had like gone through puberty, like you could tell she was older than six.
Yeah. She had like, yeah. They said here she had the bone density and teeth of a teen or young adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can be able to like look at her and be like, you're definitely not who you say you are.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I think, instead of 1 year, but
this woman who lived, who was an American woman who was at a school in Longview, wherever that is, and then one day they come into the school and arrest her and take her away, and then everyone's like, what did she do? This must be some kind of misunderstanding. She's a nice and good girl. But then like, they revealed later on that she was not, in fact, a 15-year-old girl. She was a 34-year-old woman who had been adopted by some people pretending to be a child.
Oh my god, imagine that.
Imagine finding out you're going to adopt someone, you find out like, oh, actually, they're like older than me.
Yeah, that's so freaky.
It's so scary. But it says in that case I was talking about, there's still a legal battle going on right now. The couple who adopted her were charged with 2 counts of felony for neglecting a minor. And the mum still says that the child is a dangerous adult running a scam.
Yeah.
But Michael, the husband who's divorced the mum of the divorced the wife, says that they both knew the entire time that she was actually a child, but the woman, Christine, convinced everyone that the child was actually lying about her age. So no one has no idea.
So they don't know, really.
Yeah, it's still going on in the courts.
Christ.
Good times. Yeah, just a nice light note to end on.
Yeah.
Right, guys, I'll see yous later.
Yeah, right, guys. For a spooky special.
Special.
Bye.
Ooh. Just for Halloween.
Bye.